I turned it off and I said, no, wait, turn it back on, okay?
I have this bed thing.
So you don't need a loop, do you? No.
No. And I want the bed for the...
Mm-hmm.
And, and get me a Solo and a Chewbacca.
And a Princess Leia.
Yeah, because I lost some guns.
Okay.
And, get me a Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And, action powder.
Mm-hmm.
And Minion Falcon that opens up.
Okay.
And, Darth Vader spaceship.
Mm-hmm. Do you need a new Darth Vader too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And last troopers and Bogan and
Bogan.
It's okay.
And Bogan.
Broken.
Bogan.
Right.
Bogan.
Broken.
And
broken.
The Bogan.
And Burstoff and the
Bogan.
Bogan.
Very
good. Those are towers.
Bogan.
Those are monsters, yeah.
Bogan.
Okay, good.
Those are monsters.
Yeah. Mr. Rossi, he thought Mark would go to bed for it, and he said, no. And I said, why? So I said, because I like him to stay up. And he said, can he stay up? Okay, that's a good question.
Okay.
What?
It's a banner.
Well, give me a good reason why he should stay up.
Because, he's very polite.
Yeah.
And
he's
trying to get
those are good reasons. Those are really good reasons. I think we'll let him stay up.
Jump
Reno.
And jump.
Come on, you polite little boy who's getting exercise. Would you say he's a polite little boy who's getting
exercise? No, I want him to be a polite little girl, and I'll be a big polite little girl.
Okay.
Big girl.
Okay. And what will you do?
And I'll teach him a jump like you to there.
Uh-huh. All the way over there. Uh-huh. Okay. And do you think that he'll be a good
let's play
a good little sibling?
No, let's play girl and girl around like we did.
Oh, yesterday?
Get ready for the party at yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Okay, so you're going to be the big sister?
Yeah, I'm going to be the little sister.
He'll be the little brother then.
No, I want him to be the little sister, and I'll be the little, and I'll be the big sister.
Okay, at first. Then you'll be the little sister.
And
he'll be the big sister.
Okay.
Little sister's gonna jump. Come on, little sister. Jump.
Why would you put my belt on me?
No, first, okay, now listen, little sister. Big sister, you have to put all those toys back in the box first. Everybody put the toys back in the box.
No, I bought books from my mommy.
It doesn't matter. Put them all in the box so you can do some jumping.
No, I want to jump on them. You know why?
What? You can't climb up to that table.
No. I'm
okay.
When I do that,
then
when
you,
I jump here.
No, it's not good. It's not good.
Like that.
Okay, it's not good because the little sister doesn't do well. Now put all the toys in the box, right?
No.
Then somebody little sister. Yeah. Then a little later, they're putting books back in the I tried to put one of Ross's books over in the other drawer and said this, or I wanted to put it in the farther away drawer and right near the drawer that Ross was jumping off of. And he said, this of course goes in here. Right? Which book was that? Do you remember?
Spider-Man.
No, it was one of your school reading books.
Yeah.
Your school book?
Yeah.
Where you learned to read.
Right.
Draw. You draw on it, right? And you learn the words. Am I ready? Set and jump.
Jump! Go on the other boat, sister.
You jump over here. You jump over here, Mark.
Okay. Jump around.
Jump around. Jump around.
Big sister.
Okay.
And
get going, little sisters.
No, I'm the big sister. She's the little sister.
She's the little sister.
She's the little sister, and I'm the little sister.
Yes. And isn't she got a cute little face?
Yeah.
You have a cute little face, don't you?
No, I don't.
No?
No, but you know why?
Why?
Because I'm so big.
You're so big. Well, that's very nice. You think the people that are very big don't have cute little faces? No? Mommy's very big and she has a very cute face.
You don't.
No, I'm very big and I don't have a cute face at all. I'm very ugly.
I'm very ugly too.
No, you're not ugly. You're cute.
I want to be ugly.
What?
I want to be ugly. Jump around.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead, ugly. Jump around, Mom. Jump around, Mom. Okay, jump on. Okay, go on, Mom. Go. Let's go. Jump around. Ready, set.
No.
No?
I'm
not
go.
Why not?
I'm not go.
Why not go, Mark?
I'm not go. Ready,
okay. Set,
go.
Go. Oh, jump around though. Jump around though. Oh, he's good. Oh, she's good. She's a good little sister. Okay, now rough. Now big sister's turn.
I'm gonna be a little sister.
Okay, you're gonna be a little sister now.
I'm gonna be the big sister.
Okay, now you be the little sister. Okay, little sister, cue your cute little jumping. Now, big sister, come on, big sister, do your big jump. Come on, big sister. Ooh, a big, strong sister.
Mary told Ross not to play with my mustache comb, and Ross said, if Daddy sees it, then what? What do you think will happen?
He won't get mad.
He won't?
No.
Maybe he would. Perhaps he will get very mad.
He uses the verb magic quite regularly. I asked him where his ball was, and he said, I magicked my ball away.
I gave Marky the big package of grapes and gave Ross a few out of the big basket. And Ross said, why does a little boy get a big package of grapes? I said, because he makes a mess and he has to have it there. And then he says, when does the big boy get the big package? What'd you say, Ross?
Why doesn't the big boy?
Oh, why doesn't, that's right, you got to say, why doesn't the big boy? Because there's only one, honey.
Yeah.
There's only one package.
He's boring.
Yeah. Okay. What's the real reason?
The real reason is why the big boy doesn't get any package is because he doesn't make a mess with the grapes.
Right, and only the little boy makes a mess.
No, I don't think.
Because,
he's little.
He's little and doesn't know how to eat.
A messy eater.
It's called a messy little boy. Little boys make a mess. Little big boys don't make a mess, do they?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because
they're neat. And clean. They're neat and clean. Thank you. Ross said,
apple
I want juice. Some. And Mary said, of what? He said, of the orange juice.
Please.
Or of what? Of some what? He said, what?
I want apple juice.
Mommy, I want her. You mean Minnie Mouse? No, not Minnie Mouse. Oh, Minerva Mouse. Yeah, Minerva Mouse. And do you know how we would do it? No, how? We would believe. That was, let's see,
Mommy?
September 6th. Yes, Ross. Yeah?
Little mouses don't get mad.
They don't?
No.
Show me a mad mouse.
He can't get mad and she can't get mad.
Why not?
Because only little mouses don't get mad. They don't. Just big people, not little mouses.
Oh. Are little mouses happy all the time?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll get a happy mouse then.
Happy.
Yeah.
I want her and not have getting where we were going to get her.
How? How we were going to get her?
We would believe in her.
We would?
Mm. And we called
her. Yeah, let's believe in her.
Not in him, because he's going away from her.
Not in him because he's going away from her? And that's why we shouldn't believe in him?
No.
I told Russ to go out and tell Marky not to do something, he said, with my blanket. And then he said, if I go out in the hallway with my blanket, then they will get mad at me. So I shouldn't do that. Russ said, do you have a place where you put your little bag that you carry your cards in? You mean you carry it like this on here? This is having to do with these little cards that he saw. Actually, they were pictures. Russ asked, Daddy? We were talking about Mickey Mouse and Minerva Rodin a little earlier. And then he came into the other room and said, Daddy, how could I take Minerva Mouse to the airport with me, Daddy? And I said, why do you want to take her? He said, because I like her. You can take her in your hand, son. You put in your book bag and you take put her, you can have a bag of toys that you get on the airplane with, okay?
Yeah, she's a girl in my hand.
Yes, exactly. Marky has to pee. Come on, Marky. Right here, Marky. Marky, go ahead, tell the tape recorder. Okay, go ahead.
If my shoes get too wet, it won't matter because they're soft and when I wear them, my feet won't get hurt and they won't get wet and my socks won't. And, that water will go through the holes and in back to the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go to Pittsburgh after that.
Mm-hmm.
And we will learn language at Pittsburgh. Right?
What's the name of that language?
We will learn Hungarian from Pittsburgh.
Hungarian from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sounds good.
And we will say apple.
Mm-hmm.
And we will say Dutch.
Dutch? Uh-huh. And Gereda?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we will say Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And we will say... Then after that we're going to go back to Denver, we'll get Casey and bring her to Pittsburgh and we'll love her with her ever after and happily after after.
Good. I said work without your pants on, without your undies on, and I'll do that the same as you. Honey, what are you going to do, naked little bird?
No.
What are you going to do? No, I'm not. Ross said that he had gone. I said Ross had gone peeping. He said, "Yeah." And I said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yeah. I saw myself, right?"
Go peep.
Uh-huh, I saw myself go peep. And then.
Put the light on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to turn the light off.
No. And then we went out there to check to see if he'd really done it. He said, "See, I went peeping, right?" In other words, see, I went in there or something like that, trying to argue he had, even though, yeah.
I went pee-pee.
How do I know?
No, I went pee-pee before.
Oh, no, I said, see, the pee-pee isn't coming. That was it. That was the proof that he had gone before. That was it, yeah. Ross was shooting at the sky, and he said, looked at him, and he said, shoot the first part of the castle, that part where you don't work. And it was the part of the castle right nearby, right?
Yeah, why don't you work there?
I work on the other part. Why not?
Why doesn't that tell you something?
Closer it would be easier, wouldn't it? Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Ross is playing with his toys, and he's got one of the figures dive bombing, and he said, here is he. No, he isn't here.
Ross spent the day today with Shelley Berman, Chris Berman's kid. By the way, today is the 10th. And she says yes to a lot of different questions. And Ross picks this up and starts saying yes to everything you say, really being real responsive. Jewish. And then the other thing he did was he told Marky that the book, the Hulk book, was written in Dutch. He said, "Marky, this is written in Dutch." They were talking about the Hulk book. And then he wanted to see if I had enough money. He wanted to know if I had enough money to buy him a Hulk book. And I said, "No, I don't have very much money, Ross." And he said, "Let me see your wallet. See, you know, I can prove, find out whether or not you have enough money to buy my Hulk book by looking in your wallet, and then I'll tell you whether you have enough." And then a little later, he said, "Daddy, you speak a lot of Dutch, right?" And I said, "Well, no, not too much. I mostly read German." He said, "Yes, you speak a lot of Dutch. You know why? Because you spent a long time working here." Also, Ross, this is the 11th of September. Ross has learned how to pout in order to get his way. This is something he's been learning over the last month. And today his pout got rather elaborate. He said, "I wish that you would all go to your room." What did you say? What did you say? I want you to go to the other room and eat or something like that. This is he doesn't really care so much about us getting out of here. He just wants to pout and show that he's gotten this stuff where I'm feeling sad. He says about my heart is, last night he said, "But my heart is going to break out." This was because he had not gone to sleep, and I think that I had gotten mad at him because he hasn't gone to sleep. Finally, I had ended up spanking him. So this is a new behavior, right? Isn't it, Mom? No? Okay, so now Mary thinks that the better way of interpreting Ross's request for us to go was simply that he would like us to go, that he really wanted to be in peace because we were bothering him too much. Now this is an interesting question because it shows that the early emergencies of the reception frames are going to be difficult to detect in children. Okay? And in fact, parents and children will negotiate regarding what the children exactly might mean when he's doing this. Or the parent will wonder whether the child is doing such and such. Now, Ross, what were you doing when you asked me to go? Did you want me to go because you didn't want you because I was bothering you?
Yeah.
Yes. Or did you want me to go so that you could get more love? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You said that. Okay. Now, in the first place, you said, "Get me the Spider-Man book." And what did Daddy say?
No.
No, and what was the, why did he say that it was wrong?
Because we made a
deal.
A deal.
Uh-huh. What was the deal? Do you remember it?
Yes.
Yeah, let's see it.
Look at that one. Don't ask for any more of those.
Of any more Spider-Man, right? Or any more Tarzan. Or any more comic books at all until we get home. Okay.
At Pittsburgh
you can ask for some more, right?
No.
Oh, I said that he just wasn't going to ask for any more toys. I was going to, this is the last toy. This is the deal. This is the last toy he gets until he gets the kids.
Okay, but I don't.
Oh, and then we don't. No, we're not going to buy. We're going. Well, that's another deal. That's, now, Mommy has another deal, but let's just stick to the deal I made with you. Okay, yeah. And so, what did you do? You asked for Spider-Man, and what did Daddy do?
He said no.
And what did he do?
He threw that away.
He threw that away. Okay, and then what?
And then I cried.
Tell me the whole story.
And then I gave him something.
Yep. No, I
didn't.
No, I didn't. And then what else?
And
then you stopped crying. And came back in here.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Okay, but didn't you ask me to? You wanted to eat alone, didn't you?
Yes.
Why did you want to eat alone?
Because I don't want anybody.
Because people were. What were people doing?
They're making me so I can see the rat and Spider-Man.
But you're not going to get me Spider-Man, are you?
Yeah.
What was the deal? What was the deal? Because of the deal. What's the deal?
Because they were too scared.
They were too scared, but what was the deal? No, what was the deal?
Because
we only get...
The only time it gets.
No, Ross, you're getting it all messed up.
We got...
Okay, Mary thinks now Ross is trying to negotiate me around to get another Spider-Man.
He has all interest in the story.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him.
Yeah.
And
now he's negotiating.
What is he trying? What is he going to get? What is he going to get?
He's going to start lining up. He's
going to
tell you what he's got.
Yeah.
And
okay, that's what I'm doing. Now tell me
the story. And I have great pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And Tribunal stuff.
Yep.
And Snoopy comes home.
Yep.
And
my other shorts and a tri brown.
Mm-hmm.
Linus come home.
And Snoopy come off.
No. Linus come home because they always say Snoopy come home and it's warm. And I say and it's cold. Linus come home.
Okay.
And I have and I have brother the Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And no Spider-Man book, but we never bought that one. But I think we won't do that. But at Dungery we won't.
We didn't.
No.
Yeah.
Why don't we buy any comic books at Denver?
No.
Oh, because you were too young.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
okay, is that the end of the story?
No, and I have that.
Yep.
And I have
I went, you and your dog are going to spend the rest of your life.